Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time. Hi, this is Mark again, and I'm incredibly excited to continue to dive into prayer with each of you. Lent is often a time when we try to pray more. Maybe we commit to saying a rosary daily or spending extra time in adoration, setting reminders to pray throughout the day. And these are all good things. But today's reading from Isaiah challenges us to ask, what kind of prayer does God truly desire? Let's start with a reading from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1 says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the instructions of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow." That's some tough love right there. God is speaking through Israel to the Israelites. But it's not the comforting kind of message we might expect when we talk about prayer. Instead, God's calling them out. He's saying, you're doing all the rituals, all the right churchy things, but your hearts are far from me. Does this sound familiar? How often do we fall into this routine? We go to Mass, we say grace before meals, we pray every day. We might even be involved with 1 or 10 ministries at our church. Basically, we do all of the Catholic quote-unquote things. But are we allowing the Lord to move through each of us? Going to adoration can sometimes be a very anxiety-producing activity for me. I find myself wondering and pondering what's going through the minds of others that are in adoration. And oftentimes, I'm curious about what they're thinking about me. I sometimes worry that people are judging me or that I'm not looking as holy as I should. These distractions pull me away from the true presence of Jesus and allow me to completely miss the point of me being there. That's what Isaiah is telling us. God doesn't want just our prayers. He wants changed hearts. He wants our actions to match our faith. Recently, when I've been going to adoration, I have put aside the inhibitions and anxieties that I've had in the past, and I've just prayed the way that I think that the Lord desires me to pray. So if I want to sit on the ground, I'll sit on the ground. If I want to listen to music while also not bothering the other people in adoration, then I'll listen to adoration, and then I'll listen to music in adoration. I've even begun the habit of texting people in adoration that I'm praying for them. Now, I know the sight of a millennial on his phone in adoration can sometimes be something that people could judge, but I have been challenging myself with not worrying about what the perceptions of others are, but worrying mostly about the Lord's perception of me. Taking everything that Isaiah teaches us about prayer, what does this mean for us this Lent? Firstly, prayer should lead to transformation. If we're praying but not challenging, if we're still holding on to anger, still ignoring those in need, still making the same selfish choices, then we have to ask, are we really praying? Secondly, prayer should lead to justice. Isaiah says, seek justice, defend the oppressed. Our time with God should move us towards action. Maybe that means advocating for someone who's struggling, helping a friend in need, or speaking up when we see something wrong. And finally, prayer should be honest. God isn't looking for the perfect words. He's looking for hearts that are authentic. So maybe instead of just adding more prayers to Lent, we can focus on making our prayers more authentic, less performative, and more conversational. Here's our challenge for today. Take a moment during your prayer time to ask God what He wants to change in your heart. Is there an area that you need to be more honest with Him? A situation where He's calling you to act with justice? Maybe there's a person you need to forgive or a cause you need to support. Ask God how He wants you to respond, then take one small step today in that direction. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank You and we praise You for the ability to understand what prayer is and how we are to approach You. Please intercede for us. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.